Let's get to the game yesterday at the MCG. The Power started nicely, but the Pies continue to get back to playing their best football, and a big part of that is the Premiership Ruckman from the Pies, Darcy Cameron, who joins us on Sunday Crunch Time. Darcy, welcome back to SEN.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, mate, you're playing some good footy, mate. You're enjoying life, no doubt?
Yeah, definitely, now that we're back winning. The first three rounds are a little bit questionable, but back on track and feeling good.
Us in the media just continually just write that stuff off as premiership hangovers and you've been celebrating too much and all the rest of it. But I'll ask you personally, how did you find pre-season coming off that wonderful September?
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. You know, we got back to work. We really enjoyed being around each other again, and the motivation was still really there. And, yeah, we didn't really read into that sort of outside noise about celebrating too hard and having too much fun. But, we were just enjoying ourselves and... we love being back around each other and, yeah, getting back to work.
Darcy, Josh Gabalich here. It was a pretty emotional week at the footy club with Nathan Murphy announcing his retirement. Take us inside the room. We've seen some of the clips for when he spoke to the players. What was it like?
Yeah, it was very emotional. He's very loved inside our club. He's sort of the energy giver throughout the boys. He loves to sort of take the piss and probably get some piss taken more out of him than anyone in the club, so we're going to miss that. But no, he spoke really well with his retirement speech. He wanted to be more celebrated than felt sorry for. So I feel like we did that yesterday and had him in the back of our minds when we were out there playing for him, really.
Craig McRae referenced just before the bye that you would use that 13-day break to reset physically and to alter some things that didn't quite go to plan in the first five games. What did you do during the bye period to reset like you did yesterday?
Yeah, I think we just went to work on sort of the little things, the fundamentals that sort of been letting us down over the last few weeks. You know, there were patches through games where we'd switch off. You saw that against Hawks. But yesterday, I think that really shined through. Or maybe not early on in the game, but we were able to change that pretty quickly. And it was just a good time to reset, sort of work on our connection, because that's sort of the main thing that's probably been letting us down throughout the four quarters.
Booker, Hannah's here, mate. Great to have you on. I obviously was lucky enough to play a couple of years with you up in Sydney, and we obviously were both under the reins of Horse, who drove incredibly fierce standards and sort of a really strong game plan. I guess Fly, from the outside, he's sort of more sort of the arm around type, positive, affirmations but clearly important. He also must, behind closed doors, must adhere to high standards as well. How do you sort of compare the two? Obviously, Horse, an incredible coach in his own right, as his Fly. It feels like the new age coaching is around getting your arm around him, sort of being positive, win, lose or draw. Or are there times where Fly will sort of put the hammer down and tell guys what they need to hear to make sure that standards are being upheld?
Yeah, no, you're right. They are two different coaches, but and both great coaches. That being said, Horse was very hard on his players and drove really high standards. But that's not to say Fly doesn't expect the same. But he also he makes sure he's creating an environment where people can smile, be themselves. And that's not saying Fly, Horse did that either, but Fly is just really good at, getting the best out of, me personally. He's got the best out of me and made me feel, comfortable out there on game day and around the club. And I've just really appreciated that. Like I said, I really enjoyed the way Horse went about it too, because he made me a better player and he made me resilient. I'm very, very lucky to be being a player under, two incredible coaches.
Darcy, that's probably his most, that's the most politically correct answer you get, Darcy. But I'm with you, mate. I agree.
Let's see if he's political with this answer. Hey, Darcy, you get drafted, of course, to Sydney. By that stage, Dan Hannanbury was a superstar in the AFL. Is he welcoming? Does he chat to the rookies when you first get drafted? Or does it take a little while to get to the level to have a convo with him?
Nah, he didn't talk to me until I played my first game.
Get out of the Booker. We played plenty of golf, plenty of lattes. Come on, mates. Me, you and Paps. Get out of it.
Man. He was a great man. He looked after me. He took me under his wing early days. And got a lot of respect for Hannes, and I miss seeing that face.
Good man.
Darcy, we talked a little bit earlier in the show about playing one ruckman or two ruckman, depending on how it goes at different teams around the league. From a Collingwood ruck strategy. You and Mason Cox, of course. If you're going up against just the one lone ruckman who does a grunt of the work compared to two, does the strategy change or the way that you personally go after that player?
No, not really. I think me and Coxie and the way sort of fly, Coach Sutterey, has got a really good balance, which is sort of, you know, go and feel. If someone's going really well in there, they'll probably tend to stay in there. If someone's going well ahead of the ball, you know, they'll stay forward and try to kick some snags. So I think we've got a really good balance at the moment. Like I said, it sort of goes on how it's playing out on game day.
Darcy, if you're not leading the Copeland Trophy after six rounds, you're definitely on the podium. You've had a great start to the year. Did you really focus across the summer on taking your ruckcraft to another level? Because you're right in that elite bracket at the moment.
Yeah, I really wanted to take my game to another level, and it was good to, you know, get a really good pre-season under my belt, and I just want to continue out throughout the year, really. You know, getting a lot of minutes inside the middle helps, but also just, you know, going to work with Hayden Skipworth throughout the week. Our midfield group's really good, and I'm just lucky to be a recipient of that.
I want to ask you about Will Hoskin-Elliott, because I thought yesterday was probably his best performance at AFL level. Doesn't get the external plaudits he deserves, but even the numbers don't even jump off the page. 21 touches, 13 score involvements, but it was his impact yesterday which was superb.
Yeah. Fire's been calling him the Swiss Army knife for the last couple of weeks. He can go anywhere. He just does what he's told every single week. We're really lucky to have him, and he does go under the radar. But you put him back. He went back in the final series and did a number of jobs. And he's an incredible player. And we're really lucky to have him as a teammate.
Look, I want to ask you about Steele Seibold and Scott Pendlebury, two absolute stars of the game and certainly the Collingwood Football Club. Steele's been one of my favourite players to watch for a long time. We went through the draft together and he's been incredible with what he's been able to achieve. They're not getting any younger. There's been a bit of chatter here and there about that. They were absolutely pivotal in you guys winning the flag. Even though they might not be as nippy as a Bobby Hill type or a Geordie DeGoey type, they're different type of players. However, how important is it having these senior leaders there to be able to direct players on the ground? At times, even though they might not be as dynamic as I was saying, it's almost like sometimes having another player out there with the instruction, getting structures right, because it is imperative to the way he's set up. And how do you see that, and how do you see their form and the rest of the year looking like for those two?
Oh, that's so important for us out on the ground. They're pretty much like having two extra coaches on the field for us. So, they're pivotal in us going forward. But also we need to learn to, you know, when they are not there, prepare for when they're not there as well.
Yep.
Being able to deal with those, because you saw last week, you know, Pendles went off and we sort of lacked a little bit of that leadership maybe at times, but we can get to work on that, and that sort of comes with that connection that we talked about yesterday, and that was a lot better to see that. And Pendles went off in that fourth quarter, and we still went really well then. So, but that, yeah, they're really important for us. We're truly lucky to have two of the, you know, AFL greatest playing for us.
Last Thursday, Anzac Day, it's a wonderful day, Australian history, but also, of course, when it comes to a football sense, it's one of the best, if not the biggest, home and away game. How much do you enjoy the week? Are you able to soak it in? How much do you look forward to getting it to the MCG on Thursday?
Oh, I can't wait. It's probably the best day in the calendar year, except bar the grand final. To go out there and, you know, pay our respects to the people that serve so those Anzacs is really special, and playing in front of 95 to 100,000 people in a home and away game against Essendon is just unreal. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Darcy, we spoke to Hannes before about the challenges of going back to back. Obviously, a really slow start for your side this year, 0-3. But you levelled the ledger yesterday at 3-3. Do you start to believe now that you can go back to back this year?
We don't look that far ahead. You know, I'm going to sound just like a boring as here, but you know,
give us something. Process, mate. Work, process.
You know. Process-driven team.
I'll jump in there, Darce, because you're going to give us a political answer. So I'll just jump up. I will say this: if you're not on the podium in the Copeland right now, maybe just go the Bobby Hill bleached hair and try and give yourself a bit more attention. Have you ever thought about it? Maybe going down that path.
No, mate. I'll just stick to the white boots, you know, normal hair.
Well, you know what?
I do my job.
It's working in a huge way, mate. Congratulations. Not just on the premiership last year, which you were a huge part of, but your great start to the year. And it's great to see the Pies play so well yesterday, mate. We all can't wait to be there on Thursday to watch you do your thing, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.